through this. You may not see it as that, but that's all I'm trying to do. And I just really want to move on. I don't want to continue this anymore. It's the most turmoil of my heart, my mind. Brokenness. I don't want to deal with this anymore. So if you're willing to go back to the offer you sent me through email, if you don't want to do anything else, I'm willing to go back to this.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Kerrigan, and I'd ask you the same simple question I asked that night that you guys came over here. You know, why can't we talk about this? Why couldn't we have talked about it? You and the two elders and me and Joshua and Dan sat down and just talked about it. That's all I wanted to do. And then if you guys weren't willing to repent of that, that was fine. And I would have been willing to resign my membership, and we could have remained friends and all that. But from my point of view, your blood's on my hands because I hadn't addressed it properly I tried to address it, but I just couldn't communicate to you guys. I couldn't get it through to you guys, whatever, I don't know, but this is such an important issue, and I believe you guys have gone outside the Bible with it. And because of that, I know you guys said you prayed about it for months and you sought outside counsel and all those things, but I just... Right?
Which
it was a hard thing. Well, this is kind of the point too, Kerrigan, that over those 3 years, me trying to talk to you guys about it, and you guys telling me, well, we've talked about this before, and how do you not see it as being extra-biblical? I still don't get it. I don't understand it, Kerrigan, because you guys are saying, well, we sought the Lord. Well, the Lord's spoken right there. It's the ecclesia, man. It's just, how could it be any different? And then for you, hang on, let me just finish what I got to say. So, then you guys tell me, well, you can believe that, but you can't talk to anybody about it. It's not a salvational issue. Well, if it's not a salvational issue, why couldn't we talk about it? What's the problem? No, Kerrigan, the Bible decides. Well, you see, this is another part of what I think is our philosophical disagreement, that the elders would just decide everything and everybody just says, yes, that's the way it is. No, you guys obviously have been given a gift to teach, especially you. And yet, you can take it too far, man. And this, yes, Kerrigan, you guys have taken this too far with the Matthew 18 issue. The whole ecclesia, making it a hearing. It's a public hearing of the church. That's what it is. And to do...
We never screw that. We never screw that. The church hears. It's not about hearing from the accused.
No, Kerrigan. Any hearing would have judges. It would have witnesses. It would have juries. And so the least esteemed among us judge.
Hey, John, we've gone down this road. I'm not really interested in going down it again.
Right, but you didn't give me a fair hearing. You didn't give me a fair...
The same thing they're saying right now is I've already heard.
Right. Right, but you didn't allow the hearing. You didn't allow the hearing within the realm of the other men of the church. Well, the Bible says you have to.
Where does the Bible say that?
The Bible said, I just gave you a verse, 1 Corinthians 6:4. Let the least esteemed among you judge. How would you ever get anybody trained up to judge matters properly if you don't allow the Matthew 18 process simply to come before the church?
So you one of angelism, but the way you did it was alright, not proper.
Right.
They said just word among the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
So how would you
okay,
well let me just ask you a question. If you disagreed with the elders, you weren't an elder, and you disagreed with them on a fundamental, very core issue within the church, and you were constrained by the elders not to talk to anybody else about it. How do you correct the elders when they don't want to hear correction anymore? How do you...
So you just said it's not, you said it's a core issue. So I don't see it as a very core issue. We've dealt with it once over the last 6 years.
Well, that's what you're saying, but I don't agree that would have been the case.
Hold on, John. You know, that time, you agreed, not necessarily with exactly how we did it, you agreed that they should have been separated.
Oh, I was persuaded. I do agree that they should have been separated, but I was persuaded to your position... For practicality's sake, which is not a good reason to be persuaded, not a good reason. What's that? No, when the first meeting, Kevin gave me these ideas about, well, are you, you know, will we come to, if we're going to go grow blueberries, who will we go talk to? We'll go talk to a blueberry farmer. So if you're not an elder, why would we come talk to you? Well, I don't know why you would. Why do you think you would? Yeah.
You didn't agree with this.
Well, great. Publish the audio, man. Put it online.
No, I have no reason to publish the audio.
That's fine. I'm
worldwide better. But it's beside the point. Some of the things you're saying now are different than whatever 3 years ago would have heard me since then.
Right. So we've been in disagreement for three. Okay. So
your scenario, going back to your scenario, what if I was an attorney where I was an elder?
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. Even though you were persuaded, according to your view, that the Holy Spirit was convincing you that the elders were teaching falsely, and you needed to show them the error, and that false teaching would lead other people into error as well, you still would just resign. Well, how? That's cowardly, Kerry. That's just. This hasn't been easy for us. Believe me. And don't you think we...
I'm losing everything. I have to move all this other stuff. I put the $45,000 in the house. I was living there forever. Now I have to leave all of a sudden. I'm losing probably at least half of that. And so I have to go move someplace else. That's a lot of work for me to go through in 2 months. Moving 10 people, mostly small children. So, I mean, I understand you have to have
You still haven't answered my question, though.
What question?
The question that I keep posing to you is, what would you do, Kerrigan? That's it. You would just leave, and there'd be no responsibility for you to reprove the elders on what you believe is a false doctrine. Wouldn't be any responsibility on your behalf. It's something you really believe now. No, I'm not talking about what you believe, Kerrigan. I'm talking about...
Well, you're talking about faith. Well, you never said you had to believe that.
What I said was, in this... Again, let me finish my point, please. Again, so if what I'm saying is not that you're believing what you believe, that's not what's going on with me. I'm not believing that.
But
right, but how do you expect me to function spiritually within a group that has put something, you know, this Matthew 18? What I believe is a core, is an important doctrine because it gives a balance to the church, both in judgments and making sure that everybody's being transparent with each other, and even holding the elders accountable if they're going astray on something. No, see, you think because I disagree with you and I'm willing to talk about it, that's discord. Now, what you've done is discord, Caribbean, because you guys went behind my back after I was transparent with you and told you. Listen, I wasn't talking behind your back. I was giving them testimony about what was going on with me, and not asking them to accuse you, but I was asking them to hear you. And so I arranged a meeting. You didn't respect that. You came over at my house at 9 o'clock at night, unannounced, unscheduled, and gave me a Titus 3:9 to 11. Doesn't apply to me. See, you were discordant with me, and then you all set up a meeting with all the men of the fellowship, so you could stab me in the back and talk all this nonsense about me without my knowledge, without me being able to be there and even defend myself, and you're crying on my shoulder? And you're my best friend? Okay. I am. No, Kerrigan. It is the other way around. Yes, it is. What has been said has been said. I tried to arrange this in a transparent manner with you guys. And if you guys would have met with those two guys, and I would have just left. I would have resigned at that point. See, I was faced with that decision. I could have just resigned and left. And you're right, we could have just kept going in ministry. We could have kept doing this or that together, been friends, and everything had been fine. But your blood's still be on my hands. Yes, it's a false teaching, Kerrigan. It's a false teaching that you're doing. Right. You're adding to Scripture, man. Yes, you are. It's ecclesia. No, it's not. I don't want you to go to hell, Kerrigan. You need to repent. That's what I think. That's why I did what I did. What I did was by faith. That's not true. Most people don't believe that. That is not true. Everybody I've talked to believes the view that I believe. That is nice. I'm talking to you. Lots of people, Kerrigan. Why would you want to know who that is? Because you guys don't feel free to share who you talk with and who you counsel with about this church function. So why did you do it? Why did you do it then?
We did it before we even talked to them. We talked to them afterward because you approached us and were questioning the way we did it. And so we sought counsel then.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even agree with what they said.
Okay, well, that's...
We didn't do it the way they would have recommended us to do it.
Obviously, that wouldn't have been my understanding at that time. I'd like to hear that recording.
Now, this all happened 3 years ago in the meeting, and you heard us then about this. And understood it then.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can send me the recording. I'd like to hear it.
So you can publish it online.
Yeah, sure, why not? What's the problem with that?
Because the local church matter, John.
Where does the Bible say that? Where does the Bible say that? Yeah, what if it's a private local church matter, why is Kevin publishing the fact that McGlones have been shunned? Well, you asked Kevin about it. Mm-hmm. Well, he better stop talking about it then if it's a private matter. Well, that's okay. You can ask Kevin. No, you ask him. You ask him. Right. Move on with what?
Move on from this. Move on with our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to. That'd be good. So now, the other matter I'd like to talk to you about is my son-in-law, our son-in-law and daughter, who have been separated from us for about... Well, you're the elder. I mean, you're one of the elders over there. You certainly could advise Joshua. You could advise Joshua that he should not be shunning according to your views. Why not? We're talking about my children. And you know, you have children, man. You need to relate to this. They're not where we are right now, but they will be in 10 years. You need to relate to this. Some guy's going to come along and teach them something, and oof, off they'll go. I don't know. Ask Kelly about Megan. Go ahead. Ask her about the heartache. Ask her about that, man. And then think about your own children, okay? Because that's what you're doing to us.
No, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying. Yeah, Joshua's not influenced by you, right, Kerrigan? Joshua's not influenced by his daddy, right? Oh, he's not influenced by me, apparently. Apparently, he doesn't care about us much at all. Oh, he shouldn't honor his parents? Is that what you're saying, Kerrigan? He's not allowing his wife to see us. He's not coming down to see us either. Right, and so why wouldn't they, why wouldn't, right.
Uh-huh.
This is sin according to you guys.
Well, you think I'm right according to you.
Well, you're a false teacher, man. You need to repent.
You're the false teacher. You need to repent.
Well, you keep saying that.
But
your accusation to me was that I've been divisive when I've just been trying to tell the truth. And you guys could have had a public hearing, man. You could have made this public. You could have had a public fair meeting, and you didn't do that. I'm not lying about you. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You're the one that sowed discord that Saturday morning that you met. Again, according to you. See, you can repeat what I say if you like. It's a very nice trick. But here's what the thing you need to deal with, Kerrigan. I was transparent with you guys, and I tried to resolve this for 3 years, and you would not. You think you're above correction. You're not above correction, Kerrigan. The Bible corrects you and the other two elders. The Bible does correct you. No, it does correct you. That's not my authority, Kerrigan. Oh, no. You didn't even have the courage. You cowards. You didn't even have the courage to face me in front of the fellowship. In front of the fellowship. You wouldn't do that. Why not? Why? The Bible says you should have to do that. Well, if you have a sinner amongst you, certainly. Oh, you mean all these years you've been hugging me and saying I love you, brother, and all this? Excuse me. Why do you keep interrupting me? Why do you keep? Wait a minute. Now you're not even allowing me to make the point. This is your typical tactic. If I may finish, please. Thank you. Well, move on, man. Move on. I'm not accusing you. I'm simply stating what you've done. This is not an accusation, Kerrigan. This is just a statement of what's been done.
Well,
That's all it is. You say I'm lying against you guys. Well, show me where I'm lying. You say I'm miscategorizing what you guys believe and what you guys have taught. And I have proof that I can show you, video and audio proof that shows you that you believe that ecclesia equals elders in this instance. And you won't believe it. I have proof. I have proof. I have proof. I can send you the proof. No, not an accusation. It's a statement of fact. It's a statement of fact. Kerrigan, you need to listen, man. You need to listen. Then why do you think that you can conduct that meeting the way you conducted the Franklin meeting?
Because the Lord let us do it that way.
No. It's a hearing, Kerry, as simple as that. No, he did not. It was unfair and unjust. And they got, I agree they were doing things wrong, but there was other things going on too, Kerrigan. There were other things going on that didn't get spoken about, weren't there?
Like what?
I don't know. You guys know. You had all the prayer time about it. You had all the counseling time about it. You know the other things that were going on. Kevin knows the other things that were going on. And nobody's saying anything about that because nobody wants to deal with it. Go ask your fellowship, man. Go find out from your fellowship what was going on. Go ask your other elder. It's fine. I don't mind. What else was happening? Who approached her first? When they were offended by her sin, who approached her first? Who was that? Was it you? Kevin? Yes?
I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
That's right. I didn't think you would. I didn't think you'd really talk it out and really resolve it, because that's the problem for the last 3 years. Yes, it has been, Kerrigan. You put me in a bad spiritual place. You put me in a bad spiritual place. You don't care about my soul, the souls of my family. If you did, you would actually take the time to sit down with us and find out what's going on. And do the hard work, Kerrigan. That's what I exhort you to do. I exhort you to do the hard work with every member that you've lost. All the members that you've lost, you need to go back and talk to them and find out where you went wrong. Because all these souls, man, all these souls, you know, you've lost half the fellowship. You know that, right? Have you done a count? Not because I'm dividing people off, because you people are just chopping people off. You need to... Yes, you have. Well, starting with the Franklins. You know this is such a serious issue. You know that. Do you know that you think that you have all this wisdom, and brother, you do have a lot of wisdom. Let me give you that. But you think you can just go and chop off a family like that, and then you turn around and say, well, John's upset because James is his friend. I didn't know James that long. And you know that I respected you and Kevin enough to say, you know what, you got to go. I don't understand it, but you got to go. And then I allowed you to kick him off my property. Who are you to kick anybody off my property? You're a presumptuous man. You certainly are sometimes very presumptuous. Yeah, at whose direction? Your direction. Sure you did. You came out here yelling at them in my driveway. You kicked them off. Uh-huh. You better think, man. You better think. You're right. You don't. Right. I don't know why you would. Oh, see, this is very artful, Dodger. I don't know. You're going to give an account to it. James will testify to it, that's for sure. I watched what I watched in the driveway. And he went, didn't they go over to the... Who was living over there then? Let's see, it was the Hayes, wasn't it? Did you go over there too? Did you go over to the Hayes place too? Is that your property? No, okay. So, going back to the reason why you called... We want to resolve this too, and I'm praying about it and thinking about it, and so I'm still arranging the appraiser for next week, and we're going to be done by the 15th. It's not going to be a problem. We're going to get this finished up. We're going to be fair to you. We love you guys. We hate this whole thing, man. Hate it. You're the best friend I ever had, man. Best friend I ever had.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's not right what you guys are doing.
It's not right what you did.
That's what you say.
It was not right.
That's what you keep saying.
No matter how much you disagree, no matter how strongly you disagree, what you did was not right.
Mm-hmm. There has to be a way to bring correction to an elder. Has to be a way. And there is a way. There is a
way. You're understanding several times.
Right?
We don't agree with your...
You didn't accept it. So if I believe you're in sin, am I supposed to stop there and just resign and walk away like a coward? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Coward.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There again, let me say it again, okay? For me to walk away, according to my view and my understanding of Scripture, I would be a coward. And I'd be responsible for your blood, but I'm not responsible now. I've warned you. I've warned Kevin and I've warned Tracy. You guys have been warned. And so I'm not responsible for that now. I tried to warn the fellowship, and they're responsible for what they're doing. I can't do anything about that. They want to hear half the matter. Unjust scales. That's fine. Unjust, man. It's just completely unjust.
And then,
that's right. That's exactly what it doesn't assume it, Kerrigan. It just is. Well, you have a recording of that meeting. Did you record that meeting too? Kerrigan? Did you? The meeting with the men that you had behind my back. God did. He didn't give an account for every word spoken at that meeting. God did. Yeah, well, okay. All right. You know, if you were so grieved that you were willing to resign the eldership because of my behaviors, then you should have done a Matthew 18 with me. But you never did. Why not? Right. But you did not do the Matthew 18. So you couldn't get to the Titus 3. You couldn't get to Titus 3 because you're just being a coward not dealing with me on Matthew 18 in the first place. So you skip Matthew 18, which is very convenient for you and the elders. You can just chop me off and off we go.
No, wait a minute now.
Wait a minute.
It requires that you have sinned against a person. You disagree on the Matthew 18 is not a sin. You've never thought that. The way you went about everything is simple.
How do you prove
if
that? How do you prove that? Again, I want to go back to the foundation of this, Kerrigan. The foundation of my grief to you, my best friend. I've been grieving you for I don't know how long, that you would be so grieved, you'd be willing to sacrifice your eldership with Refining Fire Fellowship. At that point, it would be most necessary for you to approach me. And most necessary for you to admonish me. And at that point, get a second witness. And the two witnesses come, and John's still acting like the immoderate man that he is, the intemperate man that he is. And then, after two witnesses, you bring me before the fellowship. Long before we ever get to Titus 3. We've been intimate here, man. We've been intimate here. Sharp words, sharp words or correction. Excuse me. Sharp words or correction about an issue, like what happened with Tracy in that teaching. When you say that I was being intemperate, and you guys call me over there for intemperance and a bad appearance with the elder, when I absolutely did not agree with that teaching he did. The number 4 church doctrine teaching? Uh-uh. No siree, Bob. Not you or Kevin or Tracy would ever talk to one of my children by themselves if you think they're in sin. No siree. And he pushed it, and he pushed it, and that's fine. He interrupted me many times when I'm trying to make points, and you call an intemperance, and you brought me over, you admonished me, and then, if I might finish, and then I said, you know what? Maybe it was a bad appearance to them. So I came over and I humbled myself and I apologized to the whole fellowship. And that's the best one you have, according to Tracy. That's the best one. But every father inside and outside of the fellowship would agree, man, I don't know about this.
Wait, John, I think you're remembering things wrong.
I don't think so. You don't have to understand that. I thought you remembered all the words you spoke. I thought you know all the words you spoke at the meeting. Don't you know everything you said? The meeting behind my back, the meeting on Saturday, the 13th of June, that meeting. Is that the best accusation of my intemperance you have? Give me the best one. Give me the best one. Give me the worst one.
Okay, well, one that comes to the top of my mind is on the way to University of Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And me and Tracy are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you interrupted us to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I kindly asked you not to do that.
Uh-huh. Kindly, okay.
Yeah, I did. I said, can you please stop doing that?
Uh-huh.
You said, are you correcting me about this? I said, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You said, well, I don't receive it.
Right. Know what it's about?
Okay.
You don't remember what it's about?
I'm talking to Tracy.
You don't remember what it's about?
Can I finish? You asked me for a example. I'm giving you one.
Well, that's fine, but could we put some context on it before you continue? You don't remember what it's about?
It's about you interrupting a conversation I was having with your
brain. It's about your accusation of me having Tourette's. Don't you remember? You thought that was very funny that I have Tourette's. You had mentioned that quite a few times. Oh, John, you have Tourette's. Go ahead.
I have nothing to do with Tourette's. I'm just asking you how to interrupt the
conversation. Mm-hmm.
You didn't receive it.
Right.
And about 30 minutes later, before we got to the University of Louisville, you said you were sorry.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. So I confessed my sin. And how many times are we commanded by the Lord to forgive each other? Dozens of times. Sure, that's fine. I have no problem. That's exactly why I wanted you to do that.
I'm not holding any of your intemperate situations against you.
But even if I did it if I did it 40 dozen times, Kerrigan, you said I've done these things against you guys dozens of times. That's what you said in the meeting. So even if I did it dozens of times, and I repented over the course of 8 years, dozens of times, how many times do I get? Do I get 40? Well, I'm not forgiven now. This is all being used as evidence against me, Kerrigan. This is all used as evidence against me to call me a divisive man. No, Kerrigan. What I've done is about sowing the truth about something you and the other elders don't want to deal with. Something you and the other elders don't want to deal with. I've been sowing the truth. You don't like it. Excuse me, you're interrupting me. I've been sowing the truth, and you will resist it, and now you've divided a whole group of people away from me and my family. Right, that's the truth. That's the truth. Right. I agree with that. But just because you're claiming it's not doesn't make it true either. Just because you're claiming it's not doesn't make it true either.
I didn't say it was.
Okay, good. Okay. No, you're the one that's divided us. No, I didn't divide anybody. You have not even listened to my testimony, have you? You don't even care to listen to my testimony, do you? And so because of that, because you care so little for my soul, I have to go give a testimony to somebody. Have to. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Otherwise, I would be a coward. I'd be a coward like you. Right, and you're done hearing it from me.
you're a coward because you won't deal with it. You won't deal with it. Excuse me. You're a coward because you won't deal with it in front of other people openly and honestly. That's cowardly. Your direction to me. I'm still talking, Kerrigan. Your direction to me to just resign from the fellowship and not deal with it is cowardly. That's cowardly. Yep. Right. And then you said, well, if you were faced with the same thing, that you would just resign, which is cowardly. Yes, it is. No, it's not according to my supposition. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. That's interesting. But you won't deal with the fact that Matthew 18 should be conducted a certain way, and you guys are conducting it a different way. Right. And just like I told the two witnesses, I didn't think that you all think you're in sin. That was my testimony to them. No, that's what you think. Yes, that's what you think. It disagrees with the Bible. That's the problem. And the Bible's the authority, Kerrigan. Of all people. All people, Kerrigan. The Bible, the simple, no private interpretation. Well, bring it public. Why wouldn't you talk about it? Why wouldn't you talk about it with Pat? Not with me there. Why wouldn't you talk to Pat with me there? Why can't you hear it publicly? No, not over and over and over again. No, Kerrigan. We haven't talked about over and over and over again. Every time I try to talk to you about it, you do the same thing. You put it off and put it off.
It's August 21st, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Getting off the phone with Kerrigan. Obviously, we're still heated disagreement about these things, and so that. Anyway, praise the Lord.